And this is Chito.
And this is Chum.
And welcome to the Nurse Hoge Podcast Season 2.
As nurses, what are the things that make you happy? Yun ba ay kapag niregaluhan ka ba ni crush ng isang box ng pens? Uy. Will that make you happy? Or kapag ka-duty mo si Pogi or magandang doctor, does it make you energized in your shift? Oftentimes, the smallest appreciation from our patients makes our nursing life happier. So in today's podcast, we'll talk about how to live a happy life as a nurse. Of course, with our special guest, Tito Nurse.
Oh.
Yun.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
So before we start this podcast, I just want to thank the previous guest, episode 4. That was quite a very successful episode.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Champ would like to thank Aurora.
From the Netherlands, no?
And we would just like to thank all of the subscribers, listeners. And we're happy to inform you guys that we already had 33,000.
Wow.
Something. That download is grabe, no? And then...
Sama na ako overwhelmed, ha?
Talaga.
Yeah, right. And today, another exciting and interesting topic that we'll be tackling. So it's about how to be happy in nursing life, no?
Talagang kailangan nating maging happy, di ba? Mm-hmm. Kasi in order to render the best nursing care, we need to ourselves be happy as well. Parang self-awareness.
Yeah. And I think yung guest natin is saktong-sakto dito sa topic, no? I think very bubbly itong guest natin for today.
Mm.
And gorgeous, of course.
Sorry, nakalimutan ko yung gorgeous. Yeah.
So
happy definitely. And gorgeous.
So, we would just like to introduce to you guys, Tito Nurse.
Yun. Hello.
Hello. Hi, guys. Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me tonight. This is my first time, Jen. Yeah, thank you.
So, can you introduce more yourself, Tito Nurse? How do we call you?
Well, I'm known by some nurses as Tito Nurse on social media. I started 2018, and at the peak of the pandemic, that's my how I started to boom. So yeah. But you can call me Hafiz or Tito Nurse. Either way, I'm fine with that. Thank you.
So ano yung mga post mo sa social media, Tito Nurse? Is it more on the memes or stories? Videos or reels?
Oh, yeah. Yung antawag nun, nag-start ako ng mga videos way back in 2018. And
wow.
Around 2020, nag-start ako ng mag-dub ng mga videos, yung Harry Potter. I'm not quite sure if you have watched it, but yeah.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, The Sorting Hat. But it was very funny. I liked watching it.
You know, si Tito Nurse, nakikita ko na to sa sa social media way before 2018 ata. And I've been sharing a couple of post na pinopost. I think you've shared a couple of posts to my page before, isn't it, Tito Nurse?
I can't remember, but yeah, probably, yeah.
Sa Twitter, di ba? Remember, I don't vivid.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So,
kasi alam ko na yung Nurse Hokage, yung page ng Nurse Hokage.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Talaga?
of course, yeah.
So, si Tito Nurse, basically, ano yung specialty with regards to nursing?
So, I started as pediatric nurse. A&E nurse at emergency for your year.
So when did you qualify?
When ba yun? So pang tanda ko na pala. 2015.
Nahiya naman ako bigla sa edad ko, bro.
Ako din.
Pero yeah, so, kahit po may edad na kami ni Chito, nako makikisig pa rin.
It's just a number.
Yeah.
Safeguard lang yung maintenance ko, ah.
Nux.
Oh. Di Kojic.
Kojic. Oh, naalala ko yung Kojic, my God. And so, you were A&E nurse, and then, did you transfer to pediatrics afterwards?
So, I was in my province for a year, and then, general ward and A&E, and then, nag-transfer ako sa CT
All right.
for career growth, of course. And then, I was I was assigned to pediatrics. And then, yeah, it's all started there.
Oh, wow. So, you're currently working as a pediatric nurse?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, how is pediatric nursing?
I mean, yeah. It's really different from adults, you know. If I were to ask everyone, right, if I am going to ask most of the nurses, they don't like pediatrics because of they like to cry, they're annoying, something like this. But actually, if you learn to understand them, you will be amazed how special they are. Like they're just kids. They do that and they do things. You have to understand them.
Baka gusto ni Tito Nurse maraming baby, eh, no?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh. By the way pala, dun sa mga listeners natin who doesn't know the term A&E, A&E is actually accident and emergency. So in the Philippines, it's ER, it's emergency room, emergency. Equivalent. Yun lang. Paano ko lang. kasi ako nung, before, hindi rin ako familiar what's A&E. So yun pala yun. Emergency pala yun.
Ano ba yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon, champ?
Yun, as I've intro, sa intro natin kanina, it's about happy life, no? Happy, how to be happy in life as a nurse. So yun nga, sabi ko parang ang perfect fit nung ating guest for today, no? Especially yung mga ginagawa niya in social media. Hindi lang siya happy, I think, in his own life, pero siya rin nag-share ng happiness to others. So, nice.
Para sa akin naman, nice siya, no? Kasi as nurses, it is important to prioritize our happiness, di ba? And well-being to maintain a positive outlook and to provide the best care. Not only to our friends, family members, but to our patients. Diba?
Yeah.
So, we will give tips on how to be happy in life as a nurse. So, I'll start first. As nurses, we must cultivate positive relationships. You must surround yourself with positive people na pwedeng mag-support and to encourage you every time. Not necessarily every time, but they are there to encourage you. This can be like friends, colleagues, or family, boyfriend, girlfriend.
I agree.
Yeah. So how about you, Tito Nurse? How does cultivating positive relationship affect your life as a happy nurse?
It's as easy as this. Tanggalin niyo yung toxic sa buhay ninyo. So always be in the positive relationship. So if you think that it's not healthy for you, then babe, that's a sign. Baptize.
Thank you, next. Parang gusto ata ni Tito Nurse yan eh, si tawag nito, si Miley Cyrus.
Di ba Ariana Grande?
di ba? Kasi
parang Miley Cyrus.
Parang na yung kanta niya yung Flowers.
Oh, yun. Ah, okay. Yun yung nasa isip ko eh.
Akala ko kasi Thank You Next tapos bakit naging Miley Cyrus?
So how about you, Champ? How do you cultivate positive relationships?
This is a really good tip, no? Kasi if kung sino kasi yung tao na lagi mong kasama, that person would be your greatest influence. That's yun yung ano ko talaga believe. So kung plan nyo magkaroon ng relationship or mag-enter into marriage, make sure that person would make you improve, would help you achieve your goals, kasi that person would be your greatest influence. And of course, hindi talaga maiwasan na may mga toxic people, especially sa work, no? Ako, personally, I don't tell to someone na ignore completely yung tao na toxic, kasi hindi mo talaga sila mako-completely ignore. But as much as possible, connect more on the people who are giving you positive feedback, yung mga tao that will encourage you to grow, that will help you to be molded, and not just those people that are always nagging or always looking for the bad sides, no? So, ang gandang tip nito, to always cultivate positive relationships.
Sa akin naman, dun sa mga negatives or toxic na mga tao, I think you can also learn from them. I mean, you can also cultivate your relationship with them and somehow make them more on the positive side. I think it's just more on talking to them and making them feel positive, it will attract positive energy. Mm-hmm. So that parang ma-embed nila sa sarili nila, ala, toxic pala ako. Parang ma-aware sila sa sarili nila kung ano yung
ginagawa nila. Self-awareness pala, no?
Dyan yun, ano eh. So,
how about si Tito Nurse? Paano kung may kulig siya sa shift na sobrang negatron? How do you handle the shift or that person? Mm-hmm.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Oh my God, I'm always the positive one. Kung nakikita kong negative siya, girl, wake up. Wake up, girl. This is a place where you promote a positive relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can criticize, but never look down on someone. It's not really, really good. So, I mean, positive reinforcement is always good rather than criticizing with intimidation, mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, making them feel down, so something like that. You always promote positive relationship with everyone.
Yeah,
that's what nurses are for. So,
Kasi when you're positive, parang nakaka-attract din ng positive energy, eh, no?
Yeah.
Have you experienced that? Kasi if you're aware or ang tawag nito, if ano ka, conscious ka na may negative, parang nasisira yung flow ng araw mo.
Totoo.
And I think the best thing to do is just swerve it away. Just continue what you're doing. Be positive. Attract positivity. And have a positive shift, di ba?
Yes. Can I add something? So, ano, with regards dun sa sabi ko kanina regarding yung hindi ko naman ina-advise to completely ignore negative people, no? Kasi meron talagang mga negatron. Yes. So, siguro as nurses din, therapeutic communication, di ba? Try to empathize with that person. Maybe may pinagdadaanan.
Yes, that's maybe, the correct word.
Oo, maybe, ano lang, may mga hugot sa buhay na hindi naman tayo lahat same ng backgrounds, no? Or gutom ba? Gutom? Kulang sa pagmamahal?
Ayun!
So, eto na naman tayo. So, alam mo yun, I totally agree with what Chito has said earlier. Like, kung positive ka, it will affect the other people as well. Kasi kung nag-start ka ng negative, magiging intuitively, that person will also respond to you in a negative way. So even if that person is negative, if you smile on them, if you try to help them with their tasks, maybe mag-lighten up sila, no?
Parang nakita mo yung si Crush. Diba? Anong pinakaunang gagawin mo, 'di ba? Magsa-smile ka. Yun. Anong ginagawa ni Tito Nurse pag nakikita niya si Crush?
Naka-smile. Alam mo, masyado akong halata eh. So.
Hindi maitatago ng body language.
Nagtatago talaga. I mean, so vocal. I just like to add, kasi yung culture dito sa UK, right? I think you've noticed na simple phrase, simple question will really cultivate positive relationships. Like, they always say, how are you? They always say that, right?
So you're right?
I think, yeah, you're right. So that will always, like, you know, boost your esteem na, oh, someone's concerned with me.
That's good, actually. Di natin alam na, ano, no, parang phrase lang siya, pero if you think of it, parang it's a good way to ask your colleague on how they are. It is really helpful. So moving on,
dami nating nasabi, no? So next tip is to practice self-care. Very important to sa nurses, no? Kung tayo nagpro-promote ng self-care sa ating mga pasyente, siyempre apply muna natin sa sarili natin, no? To practice self-care. What can you say about this, guys?
So for me, siguro make time for myself or make time for self-care activities such as going to the gym, mm-hmm. or exercising, meditating, or listening mm-hmm. to music, or doing any enjoyable hobbies that you have, mm-hmm. traveling, or going out with friends. This can, kasi these activities can help you reduce stress, eh. And mm-hmm. If ma-reduce yung stress mo, i-improve niya yung whole well-being mo.
Mm-hmm.
And it will carry on.
True.
So, how about you, Tito Nurse?
Oh my God, pagpapaganda lang, okay. Okay, I mean, it doesn't make sense because self-care, pagpapaganda sa self-care.
So, siguro yung mga self-care nito, YSL or Chanel, eh, no?
Mm. Oh, hindi. Gucci pa lang.
And how about you, Champ? How do you practice self-care?
Siguro I go back with my first love, no? So, alam naman ng mga listeners natin na kung gaano ako ka, anong tawag dito? Parang, my love for the Lord. So, self-care for me is like reading the Bible, doing my devotions, talking to someone who also loves God. So, yun yung self-care ko. And dati, ang active ko dati mag-exercise, pero lately dahil sa kabisihan ng buhay ko, ito yung medyo nawawala na, sana maibalik ko rin siya.
Naalala mo, kasi just a trivia for you guys, so, mm-hmm. sa lahat ng listeners, no? Kami ni Champ, nagsimula kami dito, magka-roommate kami ni Champ.
Mm-hmm.
So, nag-exercise kami together. naalala mo, Champ, nag-workout tayo.
Oo.
Alauna na mamag.
Pinapagod mo ako palagi.
Naalala mo yung one time, nag-workout tayo, 1 a.m. in the morning. Parang mga gago.
Self-care.
Grabe. Alauna na umaga. Kasi parang galing tayo ng night shift dun, eh. And
nasa mood tayo nun mag-exercise, no?
Tapos tumatakbo kami ng 10 kilometers. Grabe.
Namayat nga ako nun, eh.
Oh. That was before. And ako naman, just what I said before, I go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
and at like almost every day, that's my routine. And I usually run. I love running, mm-hmm. and that's my first love. And I compete a lot of sports, cycling, duathlon, high rocks, mm-hmm. Functional fitness. It really helps me maintain my mental health,
mm-hmm.
and so going in next, so we've talked about cultivating positive relationship and practicing self-care. Another tip to help us to be happy as a nurse is that we must set achievable goals.
Yeah.
So for me, if we set realistic goals for ourselves, siguro both pwede sa personally or professionally, it can help us feel sense of accomplishment and motivation to work or motivation in life. How about you, Champ? What do you think about setting achievable goals?
Parang medyo guilty ako na hindi ako nagsiset ng achievable goals. Ang dami kong goal palagi, ang dami kong plans. I feel like kulang yung 24 hours sa isang araw. So, kailangan talaga na achievable yung goals. Pero ano, sa shift din, it's a, kailangan talaga may proper or may tama tayong, sabi nga, di ba, when we're setting goals, it should be smart, specific, measurable, attainable.
Oh my God, ano yun? Yeah, true. Realistic.
What's the R again? Realistic and time-bound. So, time-bounded. Very important sa atin as nurses to set achievable goals when it comes to our shifts. Na hindi mo kinuha lahat ng task. Dapat matuto tayo mag-delegate, to ask for help, kasi hindi na happy na shift yun. So, kailangan yung goals natin, not just in the shift sa duty, but also in life, kailangan achievable goals. So, it's a note for myself as well, to remind myself, Champ, hinay-hinay lang. How about you, Tito Nurse? What about you about setting goals?
I mean, setting goals is one that will motivate you. So, it will make me happy kasi nga, kung ano yan, ma-achieve mo yung goals, basically, you would definitely feel the happiness. Kasi, kahit simple task pa yan, kahit simple task pa rin, tas na-achieve mo, it will always boost your, you know, your yourself na, oh my God, I was able to do this thing. Mm. And then, yeah.
Just parang binibigyan mo ng reward yung sarili mo from the hard work that you've done.
Yes, and of course, parang nursing care plan lang yan eh. So kung hindi mo na-achieve yung goals, you can always come back to the plan and then make another way. Modify your plans and then make another way to achieve that goals.
Parang so, pag-ibig lang din eh, no? Pag...
True.
Pag na...
True. Pero binabalik-balikan nyo pa rin.
Oo nga.
Oo. Binabalik... Ay, wag na akong mag-comment. Baka humaba yung discussion.
Isang topic pa yan in next episode ng The Nurse Talk Again podcast. Alright, but just joking. So,
yeah, that's nice, no? To set achievable goals. And tama yung sinabi naman ni Tito Nurse na minsan okay lang na mag-modify nung plan to achieve again the goal. So, parang related dito yung next tip, no? Yung next tip kasi is to celebrate your successes. So, just a recap, yung first tip natin is to cultivate positive relationships. And then next one is practice self-care, set achievable goals. So, after mo ma-set yung achievable goals at na-achieve mo yung goal, you can also celebrate your successes. So, parang related to dun sa pang-apat natin pangatlo nating tip. Yeah.
Tito Nurse. Take note, mga listeners, may pag-quiz tayo mamaya. Tos.
Oo, i-enumerate nila yung mga tips.
So, pag naano nila, pag nahulaan nila yung mga tips, bibigyan ni Tito Nurse ng YSL na bag.
Ako muna. Ano ba?
Joking.
Yeah, apart from ano, YSL bags, ano yung, how do you celebrate your successes, Tito Nurse?
Oh my God, ang simple-simple lang. After duty, sabi ko nga, simple task, you can celebrate simple task, you'll be happy about it. So after my duty, after my shift, I drink. Like, oh my God, I finished my week, my hell week. So I just celebrate it through drinking with friends and then, that's it. That's how simple it is.
Sa akin naman, kasi, no, sabi ni Champ kanina, celebrate your success. So, para sa akin, take your time to celebrate success sa lahat ng success na na-accomplish mo. And no matter how small that can be, kasi it can help you maintain a positive outlook and it will, at the end, boost your self-confidence. Diba? So, ako naman, I celebrate my success by siguro buying my wants. Hindi naman sa lahat ng wants, pero alam mo yung ano. And then I eat my wants. For example, I eat kebab or magluluto ako ng pansit or nagluluto ako ng chicken curry. Alam mo yun, yung mga paborito ko just to, you know, celebrate my small wins. So, the next tip will be finding meaning in your work. So, ikaw, Champ, how do you find meaning in your work?
Gandang tanong to, no? Parang ang lalim, ang deep. Kasi ako, nung growing up naman, hindi ko rin pinlan na maging nurse. Parang it really takes time talaga na... na parang mag-gets mo yung mga bagay-bagay. Pero when I started my career, and even when I was a student, no, parang na-realize ko na this is really my calling on looking after people, patients who are sick, who are in need, who are in life support. So, when we say finding meaning, so what's your purpose? Bakit ka nandyan sa work mo? Is it just to earn money? Is it just to go abroad? Is it just to give back to your parents na yung ginastos nila sa'yo? But for me, finding meaning is like, I'm doing this task because I want to improve someone's life. I want to make them comfortable. I want their family to feel secured na nasa okay sila na hands while their relative is in the hospital. So for me, that's how I find meaning in my life. Na it's not just to finish my shift to get my next salary. it's more on how I impart my skills and knowledge mm-hmm. and apply it to my work so that I can improve someone else's life. So, yun. Mm-hmm. Parang lalim, no? Para akong sumasagot sa beauty pageant.
Parang gusto ko tuloy magpatu. Parang gusto ko tuloy magpatulong kay Florence Nightingale.
Ikaw naman, Tito Nurse.
Oh my God, turn ko na ba? Chos.
Nag-iisip pa siya eh, no?
Ano Miss ba? Universe. Miss How do you find Thank meaning in your work?
Thank you for that wonderful question. And that's serioso. So, I've already posted this on my Twitter account. So, if you've lost your purpose, I mean, if you're still finding your purpose, always come back to why you started your job mm-hmm. or to why did you
yeah.
why did you choose this profession? So remember that time you started, or was it because of your family, or was it because yourself? You're trying to find the meaning of your life. So from there, you get to understand the purpose. For instance, I studied nursing because I was surrounded by nurses, but then I realized that it's not just about them, it's just because I wanted to care. Not seriously, it's not just I'm answering to, you know, like, kasi napaka cliche na I wanted to care, but really it's really fulfilling. So I think my purpose in life is to be a nurse and be part of this world na tumutulong sa tao, tumutulong sa kahit pa paano nakakatulong ka sa mundo, just like you know, this pandemic. So from there I found my purpose.
Parang you're making a difference, no, with your profession.
Yeah, definitely, that's the term. Yeah.
So
ikaw naman, kung dasa number
3. Wait lang.
I posted na si ano, kung dasa number 3. Ano na siya?
Yeah, sinabi niyo na lahat eh, no? So we need to focus siguro on the meaningful aspects of our work because if we are self-aware, it can give impact to the lives of our patient. This can also help you find purpose and fulfillment in your work. So just what like Tito Nurse said, just think, take a deep breath, remind yourself why you started pursuing your dreams in the first place, and think about the progress that you've already made and the potential that you have achieved even more.
Wow, parang napaghandaan.
So proud of you.
Pero very nice, you. No? Nice. Thank you.
So,
dami kong natutunan sa inyo, guys.
So, moving on. So, what's the next tip?
So, the next tip is, ito, gustong-gusto ko to, practice gratitude.
True.
Oh, dahil nag-true ka, ikaw yung first ngayon.
Yung ko, contestant number one?
Yeah. I mean, you... practicing, sorry. Kasi nag-study talaga ako kagabi.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. So yun nga, practicing gratitude is the sign of, you know, being humble. Yep. You show humility in all aspects of your life. So, you know, we didn't start as master, as a pro. We started from nothing. So from those people, yeah, you started from nothing. You can't do it alone. There's no man in no man is an island. So there is always someone who's helping you. So if you always have that gratitude, you will always find, you know, how would I say this? Kung ano yung kung may utang na loob kasi sa isang tao, hala, nawala yung kodigo ko. And then, hindi nga, totoo. So, kung... ano ba nawala ako? So, kung may kung tumatanaw ka ng utang na loob sa isang tao...
May nasok.
Anong tawag niyan? palagi kang nasosurround ng mga mababait na tao, they will not stop helping you to grow even more and to you know, yung potential mo lalaki pa, ganun.
Ang juicy nung sagot ni contestant number one. No, just kidding. Pero, di ba, ang ganda nung sinabi niya about humility that we didn't start as master. Juicy. Ang dami mong natutunan. Thank you, Tito Nurse.
Ano ba? Nasa dictionary.
Sobrang ang taas ng wisdom.
Alright. How about you,
How about
Cham?
You? Ay,
ako na ba? Ah, sige.
Ah, sige. Ikaw muna, Chito.
Mapost ko nga yun sa Twitter. Anyway, charot. Go.
Itag mo kami, Tito Nurse, ha?
Sure.
how can you be happy in life as a nurse if you practice gratitude? So, if you cultivate a sense of gratitude by focusing on the positive aspects of your work and life, di ba? Kung mag-focus ka sa, i-cultivate mo yung sense of gratitude sa trabaho mo o sa buhay mo, kung saan man, this can also help you maintain a positive outlook and it will also reduce your stress and anxiety, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung positive ka lang, happy, walang stress. So, it will make you happy by practicing gratitude.
That's nice.
Thankful ka lang.
Sasagot pa ba ako? Ang dami yun ang nasabi, parang more than enough na.
what I do as well, practicing gratitude, I'll always thank everyone. As little work as little as they do. For example, like returning the blood pressure machine to the right area, magte-thank you na ako. Para ma-feel nila na parang na-recognize niya yung hard work ko. Kahit na paglinis lang ng bed, I always thank them. Oy, thank you. Or pushing the bed. Oy, thank you.
True.
Just to let them know na na-appreciate mo sila. It will really make a big difference.
Yeah, actually sa mga listeners natin, naka-work ko for a while si Chito. No? So, seriously, ako mismo.
Talaga, nakalimutan ko na 'yun, ah.
Uy, naka-work tayo, ah.
Saan ba 'yun?
Naka-work din tayo, 'di ba?
Sa word.
Sila, madam. Anyway. Magka-shift pa nga tayo nun. So, ako mismo sa mga listeners natin, ako mismo yung I can give you testimony how grateful is Chito sa work sa mga tao and super friendly, kaya ang daming tama yung sinabi niya na when you are grateful to people you will attract positive people din, kaya ang dami niyang kakilala and it doesn't matter what your position is kasi si Chito kahit yung mga cleaners, yung mga healthcare assistants, talagang parang madali niyang makapalagay ng loob kasi he's always grateful and pinapakita niya talaga na yung work nung gaano ka small man yan or kabig, yung na-impart mo na work is sobrang helpful sa shift. So yeah.
Yes.
Totoo lahat yung mga sinabi niya.
Diba totoo naman? Share ko lang kasi sa ating mga nurses, we are always looking for appreciation and you will always have the appreciation if the patient is showing gratitude to you as well. So, diba? Kahit simple thank you, sabi nga ni Chito, sabi nga niya, kahit simpleng thank you lang from the patient, nakaka-happy.
Yes.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Totoo yan.
Ganun lang.
Makes your day. Kahit napagod ka, mabigyan ka na lang ng thank you. Parang, okay na ako. Pwede na ako mag 16 hours joke.
Ganun.
Actually, dito sa mga tips natin, actually, ito yung mantra ko in life, to always be thankful for whatever. So, yan yung parang mantra ko in life to be happy, to have a joyful heart in everything that you do. Kasi sometimes when I'm stressed, I'm looking back 10 years ago or 5 years ago, ano ba yung mga pangarap ko before? So, it's like counting my blessings and then parang, oh, thank you pala Lord na may mga ganito akong na-achieve or may mga ganitong tao ako ngayon nakasama na akala ko dati parang dream lang or goal lang pero now it's already a reality. So it's when you count your blessings, parang na-overpower niya yung mga negative na nangyayari sa'yo, yung mga stress. Kasi na-realize mo na, oops, dati pangarap ko lang to, pero ngayon nandito na ako. Na ngayon, I'm earning more than what I dream of before. So, yun. And for sure lahat tayo may mga blessings, no? Maaring, yun nga, magkano daw, no? Hindi natin mako-compare sa isa't isa yung blessings. But for sure, meron at meron yan na blessings. And, yun. And just to add lang din, one more thing is, to always find something to be grateful for, not just for the positive things that's happening to you. Like, sometimes, sobrang busy ng shift, but I always look at it like, thank you Lord that na-experience ko yung mga gantong procedure, na na-busy ako today para next time mas alam ko na mas, kumbaga, mas capable na ako to handle these things. Thank you Lord that na-encounter ko itong Negatron na tao na to, na maybe may gusto kang i-teach sa akin on how to handle these types of person. So parang it's not just be grateful on the good things kasi parang ang ano naman nun, no, parang meron at meron talagang mga bad things in life, hindi natin yun ma-avoid, but yun nga, nasa sayo kasi yun yung perspective. When you have the right perspective, when you're always grateful kahit dumating yung mga negative things, for sure magiging happy ka rin at yan, the end of the day.
Yan yung challenge, eh, diba? Yan yung challenge talaga. Parang pag-ibig lang yan din.
Oh my goodness.
Gusto mo talaga.
Diba, huwag na.
Oo, minsan napapagod ka na manligaw or pagsilbihan siya. Sinabi ko na, alam ko, ano, gusto to ng mga fans natin, napapagod ka ng manligaw. Pero dahil you find something to be grateful for na, oops, na-appreciate niya ako today kahit kahapon magkaaway kami. So, that's something to be happy for, di ba?
Sa mga heartbroken dyan,
finding,
yung past relationship ninyo, you can learn from it, di ba? Lahat ng mga negative na na-experience nyo, you can somehow take lessons from it, and then, pag nakita nyo na yung, ano nyo, yung parang the one, sabi nila, the one, di ba? You can look from the past experiences and then, you know, learn from the lessons and then never, you can never go wrong on the right person. Ah.
Pwede ba mag-share ng very, very brief?
sige, pwede.
Ito na naman tayo. Na-stimulate ako nung mga gantong usapan. Eh. Just to add up on what I've said earlier, alam to ni Chito, no, na heartbroken din ako. Pero alam mo yun, looking back, parang sobrang grateful ako na, Lord, hindi mo ako dinirect sa tao na to kasi may much better pala or you have better plans for this one. I mean, I have nothing against that person. I enjoyed her company before. Pero looking back, parang may purpose pala on bakit kailangan kong ma-meet tong tao na to and why do I have to go through with that heartbreak? Ayun lang. Alam mo, curious din ako if Tito Nurse has something to be grateful for sa kanyang relationship.
Relationships. I'm really grateful right now. I'm really happy.
Sana all.
Babe.
Yeah. Sana all.
Sana all, my babe.
Baka ano ba yan? Isang, alright.
So, yeah.
Moving on, no? Dami nating natalakay sa pag-ibig na naman. So, after practicing gratitude, so, just a recap, no? First tip is cultivate positive relationship. Number two is practice self-care. Number three is set achievable goals. Number four is celebrate your success. Number five is finding meaning in your work. And then number six is practicing gratitude. And then the last tip would be seek support. So for me, you can connect to your, if you seek support, you can connect to your friends, family, colleagues who can provide you emotional support and understanding. These people are really, really important. you can also consider speaking with a professional, like a mental health professional, if you need a specialized support. So how about you, Champ? How important is seeking support?
Siguro i-connect ko sa kanina ni ni Tito Nurse. So kanina about practicing gratitude, nabanggit niya yung humility. So siguro another form of humility is to admit yourself that you cannot do everything, no? Hindi ka superhero. May mga times talaga that you are at your weakest. Kasi inevitable naman talaga yung mga trials, yung mga failures in life. But so it's part of seeking support. First, you have to humble yourself na hindi mo kaya. There are times na hindi mo kaya, even if you're the strongest woman or man on earth. So you have to really humble yourself and ask for support. And for sure naman, when you are surrounded not just by good people, for sure yung maybe your family or friends, there would be someone that can help you or support you. Or kung kailangan mo nga ng professional help, mahalaga talaga na mag-seek ka ng support. Kasi sa panahon ngayon, ang dami nating pinagdadaanan eh, no? Hindi kagaya ng mga panahon ng lolo't lola natin. Parang daming ganap ngayon eh, no? So mahalaga talaga na when you're down, you ask someone support kasi hindi mo kaya all the time.
Sa kanta
so
pa, eh,
ako personally, yun nga, it's connected with the cultivate positive relationship. So praise God naman, I'm in a Christian community, very big Filipino Christian community. So sobrang dami kong pwedeng makuhanan ng support, and even si Chito, no, one of my closest friends talaga. So yun, na appreciate kita, bro.
Oh, thank you.
How about si Tito?
Always.
I'm not quite sure if you're familiar with the question by Tito Boy Abunda about when is it okay not to be okay, and when is it when is it okay not to be okay? So I think when it's already affecting your mental health, that's the time that it's okay not to be okay. So by that time you realize that you're not happy. Okay, that's the time that you need to seek support. So ang pinaka gusto ko dito sa UK is that they always ask you if you're happy or not. So when you answer, don't be afraid to say you're not happy, because it's okay that you're not happy. That's the time that the people will help you. They will volunteer. They will offer themselves to help you. What's wrong? Why are you not happy? Is there anything I can help you with? You can have a break. It's okay. That's fine. So by that time, by the time you find support, it's going to make you happy, because you will know that someone is concerned with you, about you.
Ganda yung
ganda yung sabi niya, no? When is it okay not to be okay? Tama nga. Hindi naman laging okay.
So, can you give a complete recap on the tips on how to be happy in life as a nurse?
Ito na nga yung exam.
Alay, ayan na. Pa-quiz na.
So, yeah. So, just a quick... Ako ba?
Pwede.
So, just a quick recap, no? So, we've got very helpful tips talaga to be happy in life as a nurse. So, cultivate positive relationships. The next thing is to practice self-care, and then set achievable goals, not just a shift, but in life in general as well. Celebrate your successes, even the small ones. Find meaning in your work. Practice gratitude, and of course, seek support. So, very practical. So, moving forward.
So, may mga tanong tayo para kay Tito Nurse.
Ready to know him more, no?
Ready ka na ba, Tito?
Ready.
So, first question. Tito Nurse, how do you prevent burnout?
Burnout? Yun ba yung blackout? Anyway.
Parang bar, eh, no? Burnout.
So, parang nasa previous topic na sabi na natin, pinaka-gusto ko dun is yung always practice self-care. You know, like, yung sabi mo nga, mag-gym. Ako nag-gym ako before. Na wow. Nag-stop na ako. Yung pagpapaganda, you know, simple task na mga, ano yan, mga serum-serum dyan, mga koji-koji, ganon. Tapos, surrounded by positive people, like, happy. Just be happy, like, happy people. Ganon lang.
And you've answered the first question, you know. Second one, how do you decompress after a tough shift?
Ano ba yan? Decompress? Ayan, decompress? Parang compression anyway.
How can you relax after a...
Alam ko, I'm such a party animal. So, so after a long week or a long day, I really find myself like I deserve something really fun. So what fun? Kasi party person ako. So I always go out for drinks with my friends. And right. Yeah, that's the way to calm myself. Like, I deserve this. Ganun.
Happy person talaga si Tito Nurse, no?
Of course, yeah. If you ever meet me at the bar, I'm really a fun person. So.
I'll call you.
So, sure.
Last question for Tito Nurse. What's something you've accomplished that at one point you thought it was impossible?
Ito na, iiyak na ako.
May tissue ka ba dyan?
Hindi. So seriously, something that I've accomplished is getting here. So the fact na I'm from Lanao del Sur. So I never thought that I'll be in UK or somewhere like some Caucasian people. And mingle, be an international nurse outside Middle East, not just in the Middle East. So, parang I thought it was impossible for me kasi hindi yun inexpect ng family ko. And yeah, it is a big accomplishment for me as a person, and I made my family proud kasi I was the only one in my hometown na nakapunta sa London at naka-work sa London.
Well, congratulations,
like, yeah. So nice. Ganun.
Very nice.
I'm looking forward to make them proud even more, like promoting myself to be band 6 or whatsoever. Ako yung taong napaka-ambisyoso.
Like, that's good though.
Napaka-ambisyoso ko kasi alam mo, gusto ko yung maging unique. Ako yung kakaiba sa family. Ako yung kakaiba sa hometown namin, yung nag-achieve more. That is why I always inspire my co-tribe and go beyond their expectations.
So, thank you for that answers, Tito Nurse, no? Dami nating nakuha sa kanya, no? Tito Nurse pala.
Nakaka-inspire, no?
Nakaka-inspire siya.
Hindi lang siya nag-settle kung ano yung what is expected of him, but ayun, nag-try pa siya to achieve harder.
Nag-bloom. Nice. Nag-bloom siya. Nag-bloom siya.
Parang sarap i-friend ni Tito Nurse. Feeling ko ang happy-happy ng life. No?
Panganan ko yung life ko. So, yeah.
So, yun. So, ang dami nating natunan kay Tito Nurse. So, moving forward, we'll go to our popular in-demand na segment of our talk, which is the fast talk. I think everyone's aware naman din dito, no? You're aware of this, Tito Nurse.
Your favorite.
So, yeah. We'll give you two options and then just, naturally answer lang spontaneously. Okay. So, are you ready, Tito Nurse?
Ready.
All right. Let's start the fast talk. Paris or London?
London.
Brighton or Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
Uy!
Yeah. Wasant or Pandesal?
Oh my God, ang hirap naman. Croissant!
Croissant.
Social na eh, no? Fish and chips or chicken curry?
Chicken curry.
Sarap yun. Beach or snow?
Oh, beach. I'm a bitch.
iPhone?
I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Siguro mga Pinoy talaga beach lagi, no? Tayo eh. Marami tayong islands eh. iPhone or Samsung? Pwede bang Oppo?
iPhone.
iPhone. Slim fit or oversized?
Slim fit.
Chanel or Yves Saint Laurent?
Chanel for now.
Oh. Theaters or Ward?
Ward.
Mainline or side trip?
Mainline.
Of course. Of ayaw course. Natin ng ano lang.
Ayaw no? Maging kabit. Achos.
Pipas or Kefir Oxime?
Kefir Oxime.
Chill shift or toxic shift?
Chill shift.
Of course. Cheeto or Champ?
Hindi ko muna kayo.
Na-joke lang, na-joke lang, joke lang.
Bakit wala yung question na gusto ko? Chos.
Ay, ano ba? Ay, lights on or lights off?
Ay, yung chocolates or what?
Chos.
Chos.
May mga nakikinig daw kasing mga bata pa. Mga nag-aaral pa lang sila.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Pero thank you ha. Sobrang go na go ka sa ating mga questions and fast talk, no? So ano yung main takeaways mo dito, Tito Nurse, about living a happy life as a nurse? What parang ano yung pinaka main takeaway na pwede mong i-share sa ating listeners?
Oh, okay. Okay. I think living a happy life as a nurse here in London, I think I was able to inspire people by just seeing all my posts, my IG stories, everyone's messaging me that, oh my God, you're living your best life as a nurse, not just, you know, like by just sharing my stories, I was able to inspire them to be a nurse as well. So you don't have to be someone outside the nursing profession para makapunta sa London to enjoy your life. Kasi I was told before na being a nurse will bring you nowhere. So I proved him wrong na I can live my life kahit nurse ako dito. So yeah, it's happening. So,
congratulations.
Just be happy and be grateful for your profession because, you know, it will always promote happiness.
That's nice. Nagustuhan ko yun, no? Yung even as a simple post on your social media can empower others, no, to really achieve their goals as well. Gusto ko yun.
Sa akin naman, we must always remember, no, na our happiness is important. It's really important. And taking care of yourself is very essential to providing quality of care para sa ating mga pasyente. And we must prioritize self-care, find meaning in our work, and seek support when we always need it. Yun lang yung parang takeaway ko sa episode na to. And do what makes you happy.
True.
Be happy. Kasi kung gusto mo yung ginagawa mo and you're happy with it, positive energy will just follow. And you will live a happy life. How about you, Champ? Any takeaways for today's episode?
Actually, sobrang dami. Sobrang dami kong natutunan sa inyo, guys. Siguro, ano, just to end up lang din the conversation, I would like to share one of my recent Bible verses na ano talaga sa mind ko is yung from the book of James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. So, sabi kasi doon, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So, ano lang din to, parang yung in connection dun sa sinabi ko kanina, finding something to be grateful for, not just with the good things but also with the bad things. Kasi sabi dito sa verse na to is, consider it pure joy. Kasi lahat tayo, dadaan tayo with certain trials, certain failures, heartbreaks, parang ako. So, consider it pure joy, no? Because this is like a testing of your faith na kapag dumaraan ka sa mga itong trials, it means that God wants you to be, to have perseverance. Kumbaga, it's for your own character development. So, hindi lang tayo maging grateful for all the good things, sa happy feelings, but even the bad things, no? Maging grateful tayo and find meaning out of it. Like, kunyari, may mang nangyaring hindi masyadong maganda or parang hindi mo na-achieve yung goals mo, maybe natuturoan ka ni Lord ng patience, so na-apply mo rin yun sa work, sa relationships, yung pagiging patient and pagiging, kasi diba, when, kapag lagi kang nakafocus sa negative things na, ay, ang hirap naman ito, nakakapagod naman to. Pero when you focus on the benefits out of that bad things, mag-iiba talaga yung perspective mo in life. Ma-maintain mo yung happiness, yung joy. Not just happiness, but joy in life in general. So, yun lang. Ang ganda ng usapan natin for today. Sobrang dami kong nakuha sa inyo.
Sobrang juicy, eh, no? So, we, to end this, we would just like to thank our special guest today, Tito Nurse.
It was
a pleasure, really, to...
Yeah, and it's a pleasure.
In behalf of me and Champ, thank you for accepting our humble invitation. Thank you talaga, Tita Nurse. We wish
thank
na
so
mag-guest ka pa sa future episodes if that's alright with you.
Yeah. And we wish as well na mas marami pa siyang ma-reach, no, with his social media para mas marami pang mapaligaya ng kanyang mga posts. So Tito Nurse, would you like to promote your social media pages?
Oh yeah, hello listeners. You can follow me on my Facebook page. It's literally Tito Nurse, and my Instagram account as Hafiz in London, and my Twitter account as Tito Nurse as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. And may mga gusto ko pang i-shout out, Tito Nurse, sa mga special people from the Philippines.
Shout out.
Literal na shout.
shout out to my babe.
Name drop na yan.
So yeah, shout out to my friends, everyone who's listening to me. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Walang mga specific na kaibigan.
I'd like to shout out, tama bang term? Shout out sa best friend ko kay Debbie Dumagit and sa best friend ko sa Pilipinas si Jonathan Chung. They've always been
hi kay Debbie and Jonathan.
Hello Debbie, Jonathan. Hello. So to end this, thank you Tito Nurse, and again,
thank you so much.
This is Chito.
And this is Champ. Hanggang sa muli.
Paalam! Paalam. Paalam.